Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Will Rock as a Mom. The Expert Guide to First-Time Pregnancy and Everything New Mothers Need to Know by Sierra Alexis is a pregnancy and early motherhood guide aimed primarily at first-time mothers. Positioned as a no-judgment, no-fluff companion, the book combines practical guidance with an encouraging tone to help readers move through pregnancy, birth, recovery, and the earliest stage of parenting with more confidence. Based on the available descriptions, it focuses on the emotional and physical realities of becoming a mother rather than presenting an idealized version of pregnancy. The book appears to balance trimester by trimester guidance with postpartum support, reflection tools, and keepsake features, making it both informational and interactive. Its purpose is not to replace medical care, but to offer accessible reassurance, organization, and perspective for readers who want a grounded overview of what to expect and how to respond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trimester by trimester guidance that turns a vague process into manageable stages. A central strength of the book is its trimester structure, which breaks pregnancy into distinct phases rather than treating it as one continuous, overwhelming event. That matters because first-time mothers often need a simpler framework for understanding how symptoms, emotions, and physical changes evolve over time. By organizing the experience stage by stage, the book gives readers a practical way to orient themselves and anticipate what may be changing in their bodies. This structure is especially useful for reducing uncertainty, since many pregnancy guides either become too clinical or too broad to be immediately helpful. The available descriptions suggest that the book addresses common milestones and shifts in each trimester in a direct, accessible way. That approach does not promise predictability, but it does help readers notice patterns, prepare questions for providers, and avoid feeling that every new sensation signals a crisis. In that sense, the trimester model functions as both an informational tool and an anxiety reduction tool. Secondly, a tone that normalizes discomfort, uncertainty, and emotional fluctuation, the book stands out for its deliberately non-judgmental tone. Instead of presenting pregnancy as a universally serene or glowing experience, it acknowledges that the process can feel messy, strange, exhausting, and emotionally inconsistent. This is important because many first-time mothers encounter a gap between cultural expectations and lived reality. A guide that admits discomfort and ambivalence can be more useful than one that only celebrates the positive aspects of pregnancy. The materials associated with the book emphasize humor, compassion, and plain-spoken reassurance, which suggests that the author is trying to lower the emotional pressure attached to first-time motherhood. That tone has practical value. Readers are more likely to absorb information when they do not feel criticized or overwhelmed by perfectionism. It also helps reframe uncertainty as normal rather than as evidence of failure, by validating frustration, fear, and confusion. The book supports readers in staying engaged with the process instead of withdrawing from it when the experience becomes physically or emotionally difficult. Thirdly, birth and recovery presented as an ongoing transition, not a single event. Another important element is the book's treatment of birth and postpartum recovery as connected phases of one larger transition. Many pregnancy books focus heavily on labor preparation and then shift away quickly after delivery, leaving readers underprepared for the physical and emotional aftermath. This book appears to resist that pattern by including practical discussion of recovery, healing, and the adjustment period after birth. That is significant because the post-birth period often involves fatigue, bodily change, shifting routines, and new responsibilities at the same time. A realistic guide needs to address not only delivery itself but also the weeks that follow, when the demands of motherhood become immediate and continuous. The book's emphasis on postpartum support suggests attention to bonding, self-recognition, and the challenge of caring for oneself while caring for a newborn. That broader framing helps readers understand that motherhood does not begin and end with labor. Instead, it is presented as a gradual shift in identity and daily life, which is a more accurate and useful way to prepare first-time parents for what comes next. Fourthly, reflection prompts, trackers, and keepsake pages that make the book interactive. The inclusion of reflection prompts, trackers, keepsake pages, and baby-sized charts adds a practical layer that goes beyond standard advice content. These features make the book interactive, encouraging readers to record experiences, monitor changes, and preserve details from a period that can otherwise pass quickly. For first-time mothers, that can be valuable for both organization and memory-making. Trackers help transform scattered observations into a clearer record of symptoms, milestones, and growth, while reflection prompts encourage readers to process how they are feeling rather than simply collecting information. Keepsake pages serve a different purpose. They turn the guide into a personal record of pregnancy and early motherhood, which gives the book emotional as well as informational value. this design choice reflects a broader understanding of how people use pregnancy books in real life. They are not always read once and shelved, they can function as working journals and memory objects. That makes the book more adaptable than a purely instructional manual, especially for readers who want support that is both practical and personally meaningful. Lastly, confidence-building advice aimed at first-time mothers who want clarity without pressure. The book is clearly designed for readers who want reassurance, structure, and practical insight without being overwhelmed by medical jargon or idealized expectations. Its core audience is first-time pregnant women and new mothers, especially those who may feel unprepared, anxious, or uncertain about what is normal. In that context, the book's value lies in making a complex life stage easier to navigate without pretending that every challenge can be solved through perfect planning. The description suggests a balance between expert-informed content and approachable language, which is important for readers who need usable guidance rather than technical depth. The book also seems to support emotional self-trust by framing imperfection as expected and by encouraging readers to move forward without comparing themselves to unrealistic standards. That approach makes it more than a general pregnancy guide. It becomes a confidence-building resource for a vulnerable transition. Its likely appeal comes from helping readers feel informed enough to act, while also giving them permission to learn gradually instead of expecting mastery from the start. In conclusion, You Will Rock as a Mom is best suited for first-time mothers, expectant parents, and gift buyers looking for a pregnancy guide that is practical, emotionally aware, and easy to approach. Readers who want a structured overview of pregnancy, birth, and early postpartum life will likely benefit most, especially if they prefer advice that feels realistic rather than clinical or overly polished. The book can also help readers who feel uneasy about traditional pregnancy manuals because it emphasizes reassurance, clarity, and normalizing uncertainty. Its main practical benefit is that it turns a difficult transition into smaller, more manageable parts while also offering tools for reflection and memory keeping. Intellectually, it stands out by treating early motherhood as both a physical and identity shift, not just a checklist of symptoms and tasks. Compared with many similar books in the category, it appears more conversational and less rigid, while still aiming to be useful. That combination of warmth, structure, and postpartum awareness gives it a distinctive place among first-time pregnancy guides. If you would like to support Sierra Alexis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.